if there is one minister in the government of national unity who is having the time of his life, then it's Gayton McKenzie, the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, and of course, the leader of the Patriotic Alliance. Welcome, Gayton, or should I say welcome, Minister?
You can say Gayton. Thanks for having me. Always nice being on your show.
Thank you, Gayton. Well, according to a recent poll, you are the third most popular politician in South Africa after President Cyril Ramaphosa and former President Jacob Zuma. But now you've also been called the president's water boy and his apple bearer. What do you say to that?
When the pollsters were saying that we're going to get 1% or 2% in Western Cape, I said that polls are for strippers. So I'm still saying polls are for strippers. I'm not the third most popular politician. There are very popular politicians out there. As far as I saw the comment of the water boy and apple bearer. First, I don't even like apples, but yeah, I would like carry apples for someone. But when Neil De Beer said that, my advice to him, I'm not going to resort to name calling, but my advice to him would be that he should try to build his party and concentrate on his party, and maybe one day he can do those things that we are not doing in parliament, in cabinet, in ministry, provincial government, places he's not been to. So I think he must use his energy rather to concentrate on getting his party to the level where he can do all the things he always criticized us for.
Gayton, how is it going in the government of national unity? How strong is it holding together?
Well, I think we started like a rocket. Started very well. I think we are facing our first headwinds as the government of national unity. I think that between the ANC and the DA, see people making mistakes. Like, for instance, the ANC would, for instance, use terms like erstwhile oppressors when referring to the DA, which I think is insulting, is wrong. It needs to be called, they need to be called to order. The DA then, also, I see they're making a critical mistake in wanting to not accept that we serve at the behest of the president. We serve at the GNU. We found certain laws there, and those laws will stand until it gets repealed. There's still some apartheid laws in government. You can't just unilaterally remove laws. You got to repeal them first. There's a process you have to go through. So the foreign policy, for instance, which is the hot potatoes at the moment, the foreign policy of the ANC became the foreign policy of the government. And until we repeal it, it's still standing. Now you can't think out a foreign policy that you had today and tomorrow you got a different one. I don't agree with most of the foreign policy of South Africa. I don't agree with, but I have to respect it because that's the current one. Until we change it, that's why we've created this cabinet. There's the cabinet committees. There is the clearinghouse, which is specifically our brainchild to sort out problems like this ones. Now, when leaders create the clearinghouse and then they go to the public, to play to the public gallery, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's fine now to play to the public gallery and call others water bottles for knowing who we serve under, number one. You know, it's fine for that. But you know what? The enemies of the GNU, they are organizing themselves. They look at cracks. We should never show cracks as the GNU. We should sit behind closed doors. Look at the Bella Bill is the best example for me. We were against the Bella Bill. I got a call from John Steenhuisen, and he asked me, what's your take on the Bella Bill? And I told him I'm against certain aspects, 4 and 5. He then said he's also against it. Freedom Sand Plus was against it. We then decided, let us verbalize our disagreement. And the president, you know what it took of the ANC to listen to us and to come back to us and say, those points that you're unhappy about, we are going to withdraw them. There were a lot of people in the ANC that said, Cyril Ramaphosa is being controlled, while he took a leadership position in furthering the GNU. No ego. He was criticized, but he said, I'm going to take this decision And the ANC took that decision, which I think they should be praised for. Now we are fighting and talking behind closed doors. And I think we should put South Africa first. Some of our leaders has not moved out of campaign mode or out of an opposition mode or out of being in government mode. This is the moment to put South Africa first.
Now, Gaten, many of the predictions you made pre the election have come true. So I think you are a good person to ask, what are your predictions for the 2026 municipal elections? All of them, especially on my show, even though you and I got a lot of flack for that. Mm.
Yes. Okay. No, they say, yes, I think we are in trouble. And I say we. I think we are in serious trouble. I remember when I was on the Daily Maverick platform with John Steenhuisen, Sabisa, Mashaba. The question was asked by Stephen Grotius, what do you think about MK and Zuma's chances? All of them on that stage said, he's not a threat. He's not a threat. I then said to Stephen Grotius, the tapes are there. I said, they are all lying. They are not living in reality. Zuma's going to be a force to be reckoned with. Zuma's going to come in like a tornado. Well, the rest is history. Zuma has shown us. Now, if you think Zuma has come through like a tornado, he's going to come through in 2026 like a tsunami. Zuma is working day and night. Now, people that hate Zuma don't want to hear this, but, you know, we must be realistic about it. You know, Zuma is bringing in, whether you call them state capture guys, whether you call them criminals, he's bringing people in with a following. And that's what politics is about. It's about the following. And Zuma's pulling everyone in. He had a coup. I mean, to bring in Floyd Chivambo, that brains. We all know Zuma is, we can see how he's always with Floyd. Zuma is grooming Floyd. So people that say Zuma's old, he knows he's old. But while the ANC is still busy with 2027, instead of content of 2026, the ANC is busy lobbying who must take positions. If they are not careful, Zuma is going to become the biggest party. And the GNU is the only thing that can stop Zuma, not the ANC, the GNU. If the GNU produces, if the GNU does well, if the GNU keeps to their promises and they change South Africa for the better, people will then say, but why do you change? You don't change a winning model. But if the GNU bickers and the GNU wants to play to the gallery and the GNU partners are fighting for each other, that's a gift to Zuma. Whether you like Zuma or whatever, Zuma got right what the ANC and all of us failed to get right. He managed to basically half destroy the EFF. The ANC couldn't. Zuma, that thing is finished called EFF. I mean, like, it's finished. Let me tell you, they can talk. There's no ideology left. It's just insults that's left there. The people, the thinkers that's left, the thinkers that remain, I'm told confidentially, they're also on their way out. So I'm saying to you that the DA and the ANC should stop put party first and should put country first. We are one of the fastest growing parties now. We've just won a by-election on Wednesday. We won a by-election against the ANC and the DA in George or 20. So I'm not talking here as a party that's not growing. But you got to understand, we have to put South Africa first and put party second. Once you want to put your party position as country position, we are playing with fire. People that say this GNU will walk away from the GNU. Let me explain to you what they are saying. They are saying when they walk away from the GNU, they think the ANC will collapse if the DA walks away. They've not looked around them. Gauteng wants nothing to do with the DA. Gauteng, local government, the COJ, Ekurhuleni, Tshwane, they want nothing to do with the DA. And they're still standing. So if they think the ANC will rather lose power than work with MK or EFF, they're making a big mistake. I am saying now it's time for cool heads. That's what I'm saying. And you can call me, if I come from a school when your leader is under attack, you protect. Because there's a saying that says, you hit the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. Now, once you allow people to always go for the president, it's actually the GNU that's being under attack. President Zuma is very clear that he wants to see the destruction of the GNU. We shouldn't help him. He's no fool. We shouldn't help him.
Gaten, I just want to go to your portfolio quickly. Can you tell us what is happening with the rugby equity deal?
Well, I think, you know, first in sport, my portfolio, if I come to the rugby equity deal, is that what I'm trying to achieve as the Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture is to bring South Africa back to where we were in 2010. We must be a player on the world stage. We must have the UFC. We must have the Olympics. We must have all the events. We must also be part of the world calendar. There's currently a calendar that's going around the world, whether it's F1, whether it's Olympics, whatever it is. South Africa needs to be in contention. If we are the global South, we need to be in contention. And that's first what I'm trying to do. As far as the equity deal is concerned, you know, there's a lot of emotion going around. People are unhappy. There's a lot of speculation. Most of the things that's in the public arena is not really the truth. For instance, where people are saying they're selling the Springboks, that's not entirely true. But there's some things that I myself would like to see change in that deal after reading through it. And the provincial union bosses called me and they told me, help us, Minister. I said, fine. I then met with Saru. I said, stop the thing. It's not an instruction, it's an ask. Because I can't really interfere in rugby and football. Because the world governing bodies don't allow government interference. So I can only try to persuade. So I persuaded them. The president of SARU, Mark Alexander, and CEO Rian Oberholzer then agreed. They will postpone the vote. Next week, I'm meeting with all the bosses of the different unions. But I want to say two things. Number one, you know, we must not act like people are falling over their feet to invest in rugby. Rugby is not buying gold bars. So when we have foreign direct investment, when we differ with them, we should do it respectfully and not calling them criminals, people that want to put money in. And, you know, the people like Rob Herzog and everybody that complains about the deal, let me see their deal. Put the deal on the table, that's better. You know, business is business. You can't just come and say, this deal is rubbish. So was a deal that's not rubbish. And that's just a fact. If you go to an auction house and then you take, let's for instance, you take this iPad and there's only one and they auction this and only one person says, I pay 10 rands for the thing. You can't say the auctioneer is corrupt. You need to have other bits. So that's what I'm going to strive to achieve and say, put something better on the table. Rugby needs the money. Rugby is basically bankrupt. And not only SARU, but all federations around the world. So I'm just wanting to be the voice that says to people, let's sit down, let's hear each other. Today is 1 year exactly since we won the Rugby World Cup. 1 year exactly. We're still in the honeymoon phase of that. Let's not muddy the waters with accusations and counter-accusations. Let's come together and let's say, there's a better deal. SARU would be out of their minds if there's a better deal on the table. The Eckley brothers have shown a commitment in our country and say we are willing to invest money. No, you don't just say to people, yeah, we don't want your deal without saying there's something else. What will happen if they withdraw and there's no deal on the table? So I challenge all the billionaires, all the people that love rugby, come give us, show us how rubbish this deal is of the Eckley brothers. And let's not just call people corrupt, the names and no, you can't get so much commission. Listen, commission is irrelevant. You can get 1% commission. You can get 20% commission. I've done deals where I got 25% commission. I've got deals where I got 0.5% commission. It all depends on the deal and the structuring and your negotiating skills. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate. So next week, I'll come back on your show to give you a report on how my meeting went with her. But I want to thank SARU for listening to me when I asked them, because I didn't demand. I asked for the meeting, the vote to be postponed. And they adhered to my ask, and I want to thank them for that.
Gaten, you've been the mediator in so many issues since you've taken up your position as a minister. What has been the highlight for you?
I think there was a lot of problems. I tell you, one of the three big problems for me since I took over, and I tell you what is the highlight for me. One of the three big problems I achieved was I got while we're busy talking to the people of the Formula One, I got a shock of my life, and we were busy telling them how great our country is when it comes to organizing events. And I got an email while I'm sitting in a meeting, and I look at on my phone, and it says that the Basketball Association is about to go public with the fact that we were supposed to arrange the under-18 African basketball tournament, and we canceled because we haven't arranged nothing. That was a week out, and I had to jump in, and that was nerve-wracking. Get all the staff to say, fix this problem. And we got a letter 3 days ago where the president sent a letter and saying, the president of basketball said, how you got it right was just phenomenal. Thank you very much. So that's the first thing. The second one was the National School of Arts. I heard it was closing down. I immediately, teachers were not getting salaries. I jumped in, sort out the problem, put them right back in. And the third one is the youth championship in Peru. I heard that the people at the airport and planes has not been paid. Flights has not been paid, accommodation. They needed some money. I jumped in and the department jumped in and we helped, called up a few sponsors. 10 minutes before they left, we paid for the flights and we got 2 gold medals there. So all I'm saying is that that was the bad things that we had to deal with. The good things is that, you know, we are going to bring sports back to its rightful place, arts and culture. You know, artists are not being paid a living wage. Artists are not being recognized as workers. Our sports people, you know, sometimes officials get first opportunity to sit in the plane more than the sports people. We're going to change that. We are going to invest in sport. We're going to bring the F1. We're going to bring the UFC. We're going to bring Power Slip. We've got a big announcement we're going to make on the 20th of November, which I can't say now. But, you know, I want to get involved in all sports. I want to make sure that we don't take 140 people to Olympics, but minimum 300 to go and compete in the next Olympics. So we are on a roll. We are committed. We want to get rid of all this fat cat in sport that contributes nothing and that is there by political affiliation. We want to get the right people to run our sports.
Gaten, you have brought so much passion and energy to your ministerial position. What is your biggest priority going forward, not only as a politician and as a minister in the Government of National Unity, but as a human being?
I think the best part is social cohesion. You know, we are social cohesion. I'm still being criticized for singing the stem as part of the national anthem. There's still people that still talk about the stem as a problem, not forgetting that the fact that the stem is there shows us how far we've come as a country. You know, I always make an example where I say that white guys, that was fed racism from birth. The eyes get wet today, wet when they sing, and they get emotional when they sing the part of Morena Buluka Sichaba Sarula. Black guys that fought to death not to speak Afrikaans. Things was gusto, Eddie Blofan on the Yemel. And that's who we are, South Africans. My biggest job as Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture is to make sure that we are one nation under God. We don't have this black, white, Indian colored. We need to move away from that. We are South Africans. And that's why, when last you hear me talk about my party, I belong to the Patriotic Alliance. Because I'm doing country duty now. And if you can all think along the lines to say, put the country first before you put the party first. You know, there will be no party without country, but there can be country without party. And once we get into that, so I'm saying that's my biggest thing I'm looking forward to is to bring social cohesion in South Africa, to bring us together and stop saying, why is there no black people in the rugby team? But we should rather say, why is it that black people don't have the same access to sport, and fix that. And the outcomes, I said, you can't expect equal outcomes if there's not equal participation and equal access to the sport and sporting facilities. That's what we should be looking at. Equal access, and we will get the equal outcomes. So I'm just saying, let's build this country. We South Africans, we are a marvelous country. We're the best country in the world. And I'm happy, because I'm not happy to be a minister. You know, people think I'm happy to be a minister. No, I'm happy to be able to serve our country on this level. And I can see the wonderful country that we are. We have forgotten that we're one of the best countries in the world. You know, my son was telling me he was in a foreign country, and he said there was 10 of them, 30 of them, and they didn't introduce themselves in class. Which country are they from? He says, and they all said different countries, but when he said South Africa, people start clapping. We're special, and we have forgotten that. We are the best country in the world, and I'm going to play my role as the Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture to take us to the top. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Minister Gaitan McKenzie speaking to BizNews. I'm sure our viewers will be delighted to hear from you again, Gaitan. Thank you, and I'm Christine.